Let us come together and go before God today. Father, in the name of your Son Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks for all that you do for us. Lord, even though there's sickness and death raging, God, you're still good to us, God. The sun is still shining. There's food on our table, God. We still have means to have gainful employment, God, though many are unemployed, God. We have to wonder, what are you trying to tell us? What are you trying to show to us? And as I think back on your word, God, we think about the times that you've had this done before and how much you desire for us to turn back to you, to give up our ways and turn to the ways of God, to seek the Lord with all our heart and all our understanding, to give our way over to God, to let God be the God of our lives. And when those before us did this, God, you turned and you blessed them. Death ceased, sickness ceased, all the misery ceased. And we was once again able to come back together in the name of the Lord. And this is a time where you and I need to be calling out to God, asking God for forgiveness and increased grace. That what we're going through, this pandemic that we're going through, will cease. He'll give the doctors the knowledge they need to get it under control. He'll raise his hand and life will come back, and we'll be able to know that God is the God that did this. He saves. He gives us a way through. He makes a way out of no way. And Father, in the name of your Son, we give you all the glory and honor for all that you're doing. Continue to lead and guide and strengthen us and make a way for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let us go through, prepared by God, as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit today. See, we're all trying to make it through this thing called life. And some of us have decided to let God prepare us, while others have decided to turn and try to prepare ourselves. It's like everything in life. If we rush in without being properly prepared, we would do things based on the limitations of our knowledge and make a lot of mistakes, and we'll struggle and we'll be dissatisfied and end up quitting because we did not allow God to prepare us for the purpose he created us for, to train us for our assignment that God wants to give. See, many who give themselves over to God have not read God's word from beginning to end. They skip around in God's word that's causing this limited understanding about God. And then we try to serve God without all the information. So we'll try to obey and follow him, but we don't have his full instructions. See, it's like trying to fly a plane, but deciding to only learn how to take off and land. And while this works when the sun is shining and the sky is clear, but what happens when the storms come? What happens when darkness tries to overtake us? What happens when we're not fully prepared to take on the things because our faith is not fully strong in God as it should be? See, it'd be too late to take out the book and start trying to learn as the storm is approaching. But this is what we do with God's word, which is meant to prepare us for what is to come. So we're already been prepared. Our strength and our faith is already stored up because God has been preparing us for this for a long time. But we try to learn as the storm approaches, as the pandemic approaches. We're trying to learn God at that moment. But this is sure that we won't make it through the storm. Wouldn't it be better if we were fully prepared so we make it through with our faith intact, with it stronger than ever? Wouldn't it be better to be fully trained and fully prepared so whatever comes our way, we can make it through? See, God wants to prepare us, to teach us his ways, but we must be willing to go from beginning to the end with God. We need to go all the way with God. We can't get into this thing where we go a little ways and that's enough for me, God. I don't want any more. But see, when the storm comes along, when the pandemic comes and we're not fully prepared, then we wonder, where's God? See, God's plan is to prepare us for what is to come. God sent an angel ahead of the Israelites to guard over them along the way, to bring them to a place prepared by God. The angel was there to prepare them. All they had to do was pay attention. All they had to do was listen, obey, and follow the Lord's instructions. But they did not, and neither are we. See, when God prepares a way, he makes a highway straight. He raises every valley, every mountain, and his hill is made low. The rough ground is level. The rocky places are made smooth. See, God knows how to prepare a way for us. When the Lord leads us, we must follow, so we can see his glory and see his presence. This is what you and I are doing this for. We're not doing it for our own way. God make a way so I can have a house. See, this is a misunderstanding. God make a way so I can have this great career. God make a way so I can have, you know, this fortune of and fame. God, the way we're looking for God to make is a way that we'll be able, Lord, to enter into your presence, to feel you, to see your glory. See, when God prepares a way for, we need to forget about our old way of living. God has, he has something new for us. It's not based on the things of this world. See, God is doing a new thing. We got to receive this. He's preparing a new way for us. He's making a way in the desert, a path through the wasteland for us. See, God prepares a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters. There's nothing too hard for God. Nothing can stop what God wants to do in our lives. See, God made a way for Israel to cross over, causing the Egyptian chariots and horses to be laid under. God is still preparing a way for us to overcome today through Christ Jesus. You and I, we gotta receive this. No matter what is going on outside, no matter what's going on out there, you and I gotta realize God wants to prepare us. He wants to get us through this thing. He wants to take us through it through his son, Christ Jesus. See, the Father prepared a way for our Lord Christ Jesus to come. God reveals Christ coming and prepared his people to receive the Son. The Savior of the world was sent. A highway was prepared. A way was made clear for the Lord. Go with me to Isaiah 62 verses 10 and 11. See, God prepares stuff way in advance. God said, I tell you way in advance what's going to happen, so you will understand. You need to let me prepare you for this. I'm telling you, I'm giving you revelations of what to come. You need to understand the only person can prepare you for the things that I've spoken is me and through my son. See, the Father prepared a way for Christ to come, and Christ is willing to prepare us for his second coming, for what is to come before the great tribulation happens. Isaiah 62 verses 10 and 11 says, pass through the gates. Prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway. Remove the stones. Raise the banner for the nations. The Lord has made a proclamation to the ends of the earth. Say to the daughter of Zion, see your Savior come. See your reward is with him. His recompense accomplishes him. See, God the Father sent a messenger ahead of Christ Jesus, John the Baptist, who was sent to prepare a way for the Lord. So the one that they desired and sought after would appear before them. But who was ready for his coming? And who will be ready when he comes again? Have we allowed God to prepare us for what is to come? Are we out here trying to prepare ourselves, trying to do our own thing? Are we barely letting God prepare? We're just going a little way with God, halfway with God. That's not going to do it. You and I need to let God fully prepare us for what's coming. We need to be made ready. And just as the Father prepared a way for John the Baptist to complete his assignment, God has prepared a way for us, but it will not come as the way we think it's going to come. See, do you think John the Baptist desired to be sent into the desert to wear goat's hair, to eat locusts for food, as a way to be prepared for his assignment? Surely not. Zechariah, John the Baptist's father, was given a revelation that his son was being prepared for birth. He was prepared to be a prophet of the Most High God. What an honor that is to go before the Lord and prepare God's people to receive salvation of the world, to receive the Savior of the world. What an honor it is to be prepared by God. He makes a way for us. We don't have to fight for it. All we have to do is receive it, what God has for us. See, God prepares us. We must trust in Christ Jesus. The work in us must be complete so we can enter into his house with confidence, enter into the room prepared for us. It's already where Christ already said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. See, he's already done the work, Lord Jesus. See, Christ prepares a way for us so we can receive our reward for the work done, the work that we've done. He said, well done, good and faithful servant. See, the question is, will we allow the Lord to complete his work in us? See, do you remember being told that you needed to prepare many hours for something before you did it? But though you was thinking in your mind, how many hours you're talking about? That's too many hours. That's stupid. That's a waste of my time to prepare that much for that. It's too far off. It's too long a way and come. Why do I have to start preparing now? I got months to prepare for that. But when we tried to carry out the task, when you went and took the test, when you went to get and go through what you was supposed to have been prepared to do, you failed because you did not properly prepare for it. Have that ever happened to you? Come on. We know this happens all the time. This is the way we are. This is the way we are when we prepare for things from childhood. We don't fully prepare for things. We fail at them. So you and I are trying to be Christians. We got to realize we need to be fully prepared for what God has for our lives. We cannot do it like we did in the world where we studied at the last hour, try to cram at night. That's not going to work. You're going to crash. See, when the Lord prepares us, everything about us will change. We were once of this world, and God was only in our thoughts. Then we receive a calling from God, and we hearken to the calling into a new life of Christ Jesus. See, and then as God starts preparing us, we receive the scripture to our hearts that says, the Lord is my shepherd, I will not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. And surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is what God is preparing us for. We must have it in our hearts. We must receive it into our hearts so we are fully prepared for what God is going to do for us. See, being prepared by God means he has ordained it. Therefore, he prepares a way. He fills the streams of water so we will not thirst nor be hungry. He levels the ridges and blesses the crop. He prepares each year with bounty and makes us overflow with abundance. He gives us what we need so we can focus on doing the works of service that bring God glory. We don't focus. See, when you know God is preparing you, it's a different walk, man. You're not out here trying to prepare yourself. You know God has already done it. Now you're just trying to find your way onto that path. Doing that works of service that God has called you to do, that God is preparing you to do. So you do it fully with a gladness of heart because we've been fully prepared by God. See, but in the process of being prepared, we cannot turn away. God prepared King of Tyre, making him a model of perfection full of wisdom and beauty. He was anointed as a God and cherubim ordained by God. He stood on a mountain in God. He was blameless in his ways until wickedness was found in him. And then God drove him out in disgrace, expelled him from his presence. See, we're not special because God is preparing us. We must stay humble in what God is doing in our lives. Don't get big-headed because you start feeling the power of God in you. God start preparing you for the things that he has for you. We must allow what God is preparing us for to come to completion unless we too are expelled from his presence. See, Christ prepares a position in God's kingdom for everyone who loves the Lord. And we must be careful. We cannot think like the mother of Zebedee's sons who requested for Christ to give his sons a special position to his left and right. What God has prepared for us, we must receive. Whether great or small, it needs to be enough for us. See, she sought out a special honor for her son for which they were not prepared for. See, God the Father's always prepared a place in a position for us. He knows exactly what's good for us, what's best for us. What will be happy? What will bring us joy? What will leave at peace? He knows you. He knows your heart. He knows my heart. He knows how to position us and put us and prepare us for the right place for us. And we need to allow Christ Jesus to teach and guide us by the Spirit so we're prepared and willing to take our position in service of Christ in God's kingdom. See, God wants to prepare us. And we must be willing and obedient. And if we do not understand the need to be prepared by God, when he calls us, we will not answer. He called and called, but we paid no attention to the invite. We kept tending to our own business, preparing our own self. God prepares us though we came from many different walks of life. He gathers the good and the bad and prepares them for good works. Those who do not allow the Spirit to properly prepare them will not be accepted by Christ. He will tie them up and throw them out, the Word of God says. Many are invited, but few are chosen. See, God prepares us. No one can receive anything unless God gives it to them. And only God can reveal what he wants for us and prepares for us. And see, once we're properly prepared, we can rejoice no matter what our assignment is. We praise God for the work done in us and through us. We were blessed to be called by God, blessed to be prepared by Christ Jesus. We honor God with our lives for every breath we take because God has called us out of this and prepared us for the works of service. See, when God prepares us, we cannot get beside ourselves and become religious minded. No eyes have seen, no ears have heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. We can only get this from God. And you and I got to understand that we can't be out here trying to prepare ourselves. Only God can prepare us for what God has for us. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and 11. God prepare us. We do not prepare ourselves. Our preparation comes from above, not from below, not from within our own mind. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and 11 says, however, as it is written, no eyes have seen, no ears have heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. That is the only way we prepare. In Christ Jesus, he gave us his Spirit. And there we then get understanding of what God has created, prepared, and prepared us for. Nobody else can give that to us. We can't get it from the Word. There's no book contains it, see? It comes from the Spirit of God, and we must have that Spirit in us for us to get the revelation of what Christ has done for us. See, God prepares us using Holy Scriptures through His Son and by His Spirit. There's no other way for us to be prepared. Don't fool yourself. Don't nobody be out there thinking that you can get under somebody and then understand what God has prepared you for. It must come from God. See, God's Word is God. What makes us useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. See, nothing written by religious scholars can prepare us for what God has assigned for us. It's only through God that we are thoroughly equipped for every good work. You and I must understand Scripture. This only comes from God. It can't come from anywhere else. It will be false. It will not have the power of God in it. It must come from God. What you are created to do, what God has prepared for you, what Christ Jesus is doing through you, comes from God and nowhere else. I cannot share with you how critical it is that we allow God to prepare. We do not know what we're going to be called to run our race for the Lord. We must be ready so the work in us starts and it finishes. Christ Jesus teaches us that we must keep our minds straight. So when the preparation is completed, it takes hold in us. We must live by God's will, work for the Lord, be properly trained and tested so we're fully prepared by God. There's no way we'll fail. Satan can't put his hooks into us no more because we allow God to fully prepare us, man. God has worked stuff out in us. All those desires, all those thoughts, all those wants in us that is of the world, that's of self, has been wiped away. God has fully prepared us. We've been fully trained by God. We must continue to follow God's will, even after we've done all that we've been told to do. We must still see ourselves as a servant of God. We only have done what the Lord has prepared us to do. It is not of ourselves. When it is all said and done, what we've done is our reasonable service to God. It wasn't anything you and I thought of. It was what God says, I prepared you for. What are you talking about? I prepared, I ordained it. I positioned you into this place. You didn't do this for yourself. See, even Peter was prepared. And Satan wanted to sniff Peter like wheat, Christ Jesus said. Christ prayed that Peter's faith would not fail him. Christ reminded Peter that he was prepared, sent out, and he lacked nothing. Peter said he was ready to go to prison and be put to death for Christ. But the Lord knew Peter would betray him and not deny him three times before the rooster crowed. See, Christ prepares said he prays for our faith will be strengthened through his preparation with us in the spirit, so it will not fail us. We need this complete. We need God to be complete in us. We need our preparation to be complete in us. We're not doing this in vain. We're not doing this so we can fail. Help us, Jesus. We must be ready like Paul, who was bound to the work of Christ. We must work so we reach the same level of maturity as Paul in Christ. And though others were crying and weeping, Paul was ready to leave this place because he knew he had been prepared and called by God. You know, there was a better place waiting for him. But so many of us Christians, oh, I don't want to die. Oh my God, I don't want to die. Let God prepare you, fully prepare you, so you're ready to go be with God. You're not fully prepared if you're still out here afraid of dying. No, you got to let the work complete in you. You got to let it finish in you. Christ wants to bring you all the way to maturity so you are able to pass through this. We must be like Christ Jesus in every way. Not my will, God, but your will be done. Be like Paul and Peter, willing and able to cross over. Go with me to Acts chapter 21, verses 13 to 14. So we hold to God's word. We put it into practice as a prepared servant of God, ready to fulfill our purpose in Christ Jesus. We ain't worried about nothing happening to us. God said, no harm will come to you. Christ said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Are you not prepared by Scripture? Is Scripture's not in us? Is the Word of God not in us? See, are we not properly prepared here? Are we not fully prepared by God to take on the things of God? Help us, Jesus. Acts chapter 21, verses 13 to 14 says, then Paul said, why are you weeping and breaking my heart? I'm ready not only to be bound, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of Christ, of the Lord Jesus. When he would not be dissuaded any longer, we gave up and said, the Lord's will be done. Oh my God. Fully prepared. Do you see this? Fully prepared. Fully ready to do anything for Christ Jesus. To do anything for the Father. This is what you and I are trying to get. We're trying to let the Lord have his way with us. His full way. Complete way with us. We don't need to want and be in want for nothing. Because, Lord, everything is in you, Lord Jesus. And you're preparing us to do the Father's will. And everything that the Father wants is the best for us. We don't have to worry. We don't have to strain over anything. Let God fully prepare you through his Son and Spirit. Man, you will receive everything God has for you. God prepares us for works of service. So Christ's body is built up until we reach unity in faith and the knowledge of Christ. We reach this maturity by attaining a whole measure, a full measure of Christ in us. So we're fully prepared, man. Nothing, no death can hold, have no hold on us. Satan can't bound us by nothing. There's no desire in this world that could tempt us beyond what we can handle. God is with us. God is preparing us. Christ is making a way for us. He's preparing a place for us. What is that of fear? Sickness? Disease? Death? No. No, no. All is in Christ. Christ is in the Father. There's nothing to be afraid of. Nothing to fear. But we must remain faithful in the things we've been taught and prepared to do for God and not thinking of ourselves. We must be faithful to the preparation work done in us. We know what we receive is true. Scriptures have been giving us wisdom to receive salvation that comes from us trusting in Christ Jesus. And we need to trust in him all the way to the end, to the very end of our lives. You and I got to understand, let God complete the work. Let Christ Jesus complete the preparation. You'll see what God has for you. You'll see that it's more than anything you could have in this world. But we must let this work continue. See, as God prepares, we must become more and more willing to carry out God's will. See, we must listen to the Lord, allow the Spirit to teach us, engulf ourselves in God's word, follow the Lord's instruction without any hesitation, without any wavering, without any doubting. Just let God fully prepare. Lord, help me. Fully prepare us. Lord, finish this work, God. Let us deny ourselves, God, and take up on this calling for our lives, this purpose you have, this what you created for, what you prepared us for, Lord Jesus, Father God. So being prepared, you and I got to understand this is a process we got to go through. And the first thing we got to understand, the first step in being prepared is you and I, we got to take on the word of God. See, we got to have the word of God. The word of God has got to be in us. It's got to be on our mind and in our lips. The word of God is where we started. And then see, as we start learning the word of God, as God's preparing us with the word, his word, then God says, now that you know my word, I need to teach you my ways. So you understand how to operate in me, how to operate in my son. You got to understand the ways of God. See, I have the word of God. God now has prepared me and taught me his ways. I'm being prepared. You, Lord, continue your work in me, Lord. Continue preparing me. And then the next thing God says, you got to get this. You got to understand, out of all this stuff you're looking for in this world, all this stuff you desire, want in this world, I got to be first. You got to learn how to put me first. Can't nothing be before me. I don't care what you desire, what you want. Until you learn that I am first, you are not fully prepared. So God says, the next thing you need to know is that you need to put God first. In everything, in every aspect of your life, in every desire in your life, God has to become first. So he has to prepare you for that. So he continues to work on you. He's preparing you. He's building you up. You got to understand this. As you continue to work and let God have his way. So that we see everything, God, everything is, man, nothing else matters but God. It's all about God. My day and my nights is about God. Help us see, Lord, continue to prepare us, God. And then we come to understand now that we have God's word and ways in our mind, and we put God first in our life. Now we start to understand what is our life in Christ Jesus. See, our life in Christ Jesus is what's next. See, then what is it? See, not our life in the world, not our life that we wanted, but now you and I are prepared. And we take on the life in Christ Jesus, where we depend on the Lord night and day. Man, everything is about Christ. Everything we think about is Christ. No matter where we go, it's about Christ. Christ never leaves us. We never leave Christ. He's always on our minds. Because we want Christ, Lord, to always be thinking about us, always preparing us. God always is interceding in our lives. See, so we can continue to be, let God prepare us if we take our life and our position in Christ Jesus. See, and then as we learn that, as God starts solidifying that in us, then we understand, we come to learn. And God said, now I need to tell you what my purpose is, what the purpose of God is. See, and then God works this out in our life, and we take on God's purpose, not our purpose. See, now God said, now you need to change. Now I need to prepare you when you take on my purpose. Not your purpose, not what you want, but you take on God's purpose in your life. And you see this building up, the strengthening of God, the preparation that God is preparing us so we can take this on. His purpose becomes clear. It warns us not to veer off the path, because now we understand God's purpose. We latch on to it. And now that we understand that God has a purpose, and he then strives to us and says, not only do I have a purpose, I have a plan. I have a plan how I'm going to do things, how I'm going to make things occur. And he said, so you and I come to start seeking God, understanding, God, what is your plan? What is your plan in this? What is your plan in my life? What is your plan in my spouse's life? God, what is your plan for my children? God, what is your plan for this time that I'm in now? What is your plan, God? Reveal your plan to me. See, as we build ourselves up, God, as we're parents, we start learning how to look for God's plan in our life. As he continues to build us up in this, we're understanding, man, Lord, continue to work things out in my life. God, continue to teach me your ways. See, and then as God continue to teach us, then he said, okay, now you got that for I have this assignment. Then we find out about our assignment in God. What is my assignment, Lord? What did you create me for? What's my purpose, God? What are you preparing me for, God? So that I can, whatever I do, brings you glory. See, God then starts, through Christ Jesus, reveals us our assignment. Now we're getting some understanding about why we created, our purpose. It changes. See, now all of a sudden, it ain't about money, it ain't about cars, it ain't about houses, it ain't about this job, this title. Now we understand my purpose is about God. It's in Christ Jesus. It's the purpose that God created me for. So we start now with God and said, now you getting it. Now you understanding what I prepared you for. Now you understanding why I created you. And now that you understand that, you know what I created you for. You know the assignment I have to do. You don't think it's too small for you. You don't think it's too great for you. You know you're going to need me all the way as you go out and you do your assignment. You're going to do it faithfully. You're going to come back with rejoicing because you know that I was with you and I made things happen while you was out there carrying out your assignment. He said, but now that you know that, now that you're ready, I want you to go. He said, it's time for you to go. I prepared you. You've taken on my word. I worked this stuff out of you. I'm telling you, this is a process. It takes some time. It took Peter 3 years. It took John the Baptist in the desert some time. God preparing us takes time. It ain't going to happen overnight. But when we get through all of this and God has worked all this stuff out in our life, God says, now it is time for you to go. Go out. Complete the work I've given you. Do the assignment. Be faithful in the things of God. See, because you and I understand, we have been now fully prepared by God. You and I, everything about us changed. We're fully prepared by God. We've been made ready. We've been prepared. We know that we're going to have all kinds of trials and testing and tribulations as we go about our assignment. But we will make it through. God will make us stronger. Our faith will become stronger because we lean on the understanding. We lean on God's way. We understand God's ways. We live in Christ Jesus. We know how to operate in Christ Jesus. We depend on the Lord night and day. Our purpose is made clear. God's plan is made clear. Our assignment is made clear. See, now there's no hesitation. There's no turning to the left or right. We're on God's path. We're on God's turn. We're living our lives to please God. We're prepared and have a new birth into a living hope, into an inheritance that can never perish. We're prepared by God. There's no way we can fail. We're going to continue this thing. We're going to make it through. Now, you can have confidence. See, as you see trouble all around, I've been prepared by God. This trouble don't bother me. See, a death approaches. See, you see, I've been prepared by God. God has worked this stuff out in me. He's working it out until the end. I'm going to stay on this path because I know this path allows me to finish my assignment. Like the man said in the Word of God, he said, see, now that I've seen the Son of God and held the Son of God in my hand, I can die because God's a assignment for me has been fulfilled. See, when God is finished with you, that's when he calls you home, not a second sooner. So you and I got to understand, we need to be fully, Lord, fully prepared by God. So we're shielded by God's power to salvation, prepared and made ready for good works, standing by faith. We stand on the foundation that prepared us. We cannot fail. The Father, the Christ Jesus, is with us. Let God prepare you. So you're not running your own races. You're not running in vain. We are God prepared, Christ certified. So we can do the will of God. May God glory to God. Ooh, God wants to prepare us for works he created us to do. Let us receive from God. Praise the Lord. Christ is the way, the truth, by which we are prepared to accomplish God's will. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. From the beginning, this world has taught us to prepare ourselves for what we desire. But no matter how high we climb, it seems we're never able to reach that level where we have everything. We're totally satisfied. Something's always missing, isn't it? We may have riches, but we don't have health. We may have fortune, but we don't have family. We may have success, but we don't have love. There's always something missing when we prepare ourselves. But when God prepares it, everything is fulfilled in Christ. We don't have to want for anything. God gives us everything we need to accomplish his purpose, to carry out his plan, to live our life in Christ Jesus, to complete our assignment in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Everything we need is God. We don't have to want for anything. The Lord prepares us for good works to fulfill God's will so we experience his goodness and glory in our life, in our family lives, in those who we touch life, who those our assignment carries us through. Man, we're touching people, we're sharing the word of God with them. We're talking about our lives and our testimony, God, and they're inspired and encouraged to follow Christ Jesus and get connected to Christ Jesus so God can then take this process, take them through the same process of preparing them for good work, for good service, for this place in the kingdom of God, for that room Christ said he's prepared us for. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, if we don't give up, Lord, help us. If we don't turn away, if we don't desire other things, but allow the Lord to fulfill his purpose, to fully prepare us, we will accomplish God's will. We will see God's plan and purpose for our life. It will unfold before us. You'll see some marvelous things. Not anything you've done, but just God working stuff out. Just seeing how God moves in your life as he carries out his assignment for you. You'll see the glory of God as things just start happening before you. You'll just say, ooh, that's God. That's God right there. Look at, he told me that I'm still on this path. I'm still trying to carry out my assignment. I'm back here still being prepared. Prepared by God. Either way, wherever I am on this path, I know God has prepared me. I know God has made a way for me. I know in Christ I have life, and I know I will endure. I know I will see salvation. I know I will enter the kingdom of God because God has prepared me. Glory to God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Fully prepare us, God. Let us be willing and willing to take on the fullness of Christ Jesus. It'll bless you. Your life will be different, but it'll be in God. You won't have no fear, no worry of death or sickness or disease or whatever this world may come up on you because you have been prepared by God to get it through all, to make it through all of it. We're entering into God's kingdom. We give you all the glory and honor, Father God. We give you glory, Lord Jesus, for what you do. Please guide us and bless us this day. In Jesus' name.